Hi everyone. As you can see, today's presentation topic is Ultimate Upgrade, Quickly Clear Money Blocks to Reach Six Figures and Beyond. Let me share my screen with you. You will discover clearing blocks to reach six figures and beyond, open up your money channel and raise your money set point for more money, the magic of words to unlock the flow of money, possibilities into your life or business. Uncover the hidden challenges in the way of you having more money, and once you spot them, anything is possible. And transform your limiting money stories and blocks that are in the way of having money breakthroughs and massive success. I'm Jenny Ngo, and I'm an expert healer and intuitive business coach for entrepreneurs. And here's some pictures that we took in Turks and Caicos Island. This is me on this Long Bay beach. And near this, there's a conch farm. And there are lots of conch shells in this area where the dark blue area is. And they just wash up on the shore. And you can walk on the actual shore and step onto many conch shells. And I took one as a souvenir here, as you can see. And here's our family gathering. And here's my family. And being here on Turks and Caicos, it is actually a dream come true. And more importantly, is my mother-in-law wish being fulfilled for all of her children to come together. And really being here upgraded my abundant vibration to even higher level. My wish is to be able to take my parents to go to places like this because we love to travel and take family vacations. Who here wants to be able to take a week-long vacation to their dream vacation place with their family? No, me too, right? But it wasn't always like this. And prior to this, I started out as a registered nurse and a certified nurse midwife for over 12 years. And for me, the turning point came when I had this high-paying career, you know, helped diagnose several cases of cancer and had the joy of delivering a few hundred babies. But I couldn't shake the feeling that there was still something missing. And there was this big yearning for something more, with this growing sense of unfulfillment and unclear of what to do next. I dived into meditation and personal growth and discovered the world of healing and coaching. I came to realize that I was just treating my patient's symptoms and not to the root causes. And then I realized I'm very gifted in healing and helping people shift permanently at quantum speed. And through my journey, I tried five different businesses to pursue the American dream, and they all failed. I had to declare bankruptcy, and I almost gave up on my dreams. I didn't know then what I knew now. No wonder why I was failing. I mean, I had so many money stories and limited beliefs and core wounds that were really stacking up against me. And it wasn't until I healed them that I had the money breakthroughs and business success that I have now. I went on to grow a successful business to over six figures doing what I love. I've helped over 1,000 people discover their purpose and gifts, and many of them started their dream business. And that's why I am passionate about the work I'm doing, providing healing support and guidance to help others live their dreams. I mean, the only thing that is preventing us from living our dreams are those blocks that's in the way from where we are to where we want to go. Are you ready to have 2020 and beyond be your best years yet? So let's be open. There will be lots of gold nuggets to help you create more money miracles. Some things you might have heard of before, but you will receive it at a deeper level. And really participate fully. Give yourself this gift and be present with what's being shared here. And the healing energy is coming through to support you. And grab a pen or pencil to take some notes, perhaps a journal. And if you're able to grab some money for the Money Miracle Healing Activations later and throughout this webinar, any amount will do. And before we start, let's take a moment to be present and ground and center ourselves so that we can receive. And one of the biggest challenges I see people struggle with having the income, impact, and freedom that they desire is their money mindset and blocks. Now, when it comes to money, what does your income go in the next 12 months? Where are you now with your income go? So let's say if you want $100,000 per year, do you believe it is possible? And if you're already making six figures, do you believe that it is possible for you to achieve more, even seven-figure income goal? It's actually very important. You got to first believe that it's possible. We'll cover more in depth, but for now, don't forget a goal without a plan is just a wish. Grab some money and hold the money in your hands or look at it. Make a note what comes up for you. What is money and how do you feel about it? Money is like the backbone that supports us living, and money is what makes the world goes around here on earth, and just like the life force energy that supports us. Money is energy. And the core vibration of money is love. The energy of money is expansive and abundant, and there's more than enough money for everyone. We live in an abundant universe, and I believe that true prosperity is possible for all of us, and prosperity in all areas of our life. The more money we have, the more good we can do in the world, and the more lives can be transformed. And there's more than enough wealth for all of us. And together we can create this tsunami rippling effect, awakening the mass to wealth consciousness. But if you've been taking actions and trying different strategies to take your life to the next level or grow your business and still don't have the chance results you want, then there's something deeper at play. Successful people will agree that over 90% of our results are from mindset or inner work, and the rest are strategies and actions. Mastering our inner game is vital to our success. And our mindset affects how we think and what we believe and how we feel about money and success. And this dictates every action in living our dream life. And we can learn all the strategies, but if we don't do the healing behind it, it's just not going to work. And therefore, we need to address the root cause in order to clear out our subconscious blocks and reprogram the money, negative beliefs, and patterns at the energetic quantum level. So how do you master your money mindset? And there are a few keys to master our money mindset and upgrade our abundant level. And the first key is to raise your money thermostat. Let me ask you this. Do you sometimes feel that you try really hard in your life or business and still not able to hit your income goal as if there's this invisible force? Money thermostat or set point is the invisible glass ceiling of your income potential for your work or business. Now, it's like your energetic thermostat for money and prosperity. So whatever income level you thermostat set at, then it directly reflects the level you're able to allow more money to flow into your life and business. Now, it's important to know your money thermostat. For example, Sarah is an entrepreneur who would like to make $150,000 this year in her business. And her actual money thermostat for her business is at $75,000. You can see there's this big gap, and the probability that she will be making six figures is unlikely until her energetic money thermostat is raised. After working together and raise her money thermostat and clear her money blocks, now she's able to make six figures after many, many years of working really hard. And sometimes we try really hard in our work and still not making the money we know we can make. And as if there's this invisible income ceiling, you know, we usually revert back to our default money set point at the level that we have been making or where we are comfortable with. The thermostat of our money set points is directly affected by our beliefs around money and prosperity, such as how much money we feel safe to have, how much money we can actually allow ourselves to receive. So in order to have more money and prosperity in our life and business, our money thermostat needs to be raised to align to our income goal. And to break free from this self-imposed limitation requires massive internal shift. So we got to release those subconscious blocks and limited beliefs that are in the way of us having the highest possible level of prosperity flow, which leads to the next key. You know how come money is not coming in at the rate that we want to have? We want money to come in, and we feel like we are open to money coming in, or feel like our money channel is open, but oftentimes we don't even realize that our money channel is blocked, and there's definitely a mismatch of what you want and what's going on inside energetically. So this example of the garden hose that is kinked or a pipe that is clogged up, it's obvious that the flow of water when it's open and when it is not, but we know when we have a problem or not flowing at the level we want it to be. But when it comes to money, we might not know that our money channel is not as open, but we know we have a problem or money is not flowing at the level that we want it to be. And sometimes our money channel is only 30% open, 50% open, or 80%, 9%, but might not be 100% open. So how do you open your money channel to receive more abundance? The first one is to set your intention. Number two is to request for money. And number three is to open your money channel to receive. And it's vital to learn to ask for money in a way that it comes to you. The first step is to set your intention on what you want and be specific, okay? When you are clear on what you want, then the universe can support you to manifest it quicker. To open your money channel to receive, you want to be in this feel good as if you already have it. Okay, feeling of the things you desire, this keeps your money channel open so that you don't shut down the flow. And because whatever we want is actually the feeling of already having it. So what do you really want? When was the last time someone asked you this question, right? Remember the time, perhaps it's your birthday or Christmas or a time where you got the exact gift that you've been asking for? Well, while you're thinking about this, let me say a little story about my daughter, Sun Lang, who wants a JoJo watch for Christmas. She can't wait until Christmas and she wants it now. And I asked her, why do you want the JoJo watch? And so she thought about it and she said, well, it will make me very, very happy. I get to play with it, wear it, and it makes me feel really good, mommy. So let me explain this more. Now think about having more money. What would that look like? What will you do with that money? And really get in touch with the feelings of already having it. And how would that make you feel already having money? Now imagine you're on vacation to your favorite destination for 1 week or longer to beautiful places like perhaps Turks and Caicos, where you can kick back and relax and really let your worries just drift away. You know, feel how good that feels. Now imagine you're spending more quality time with your kids or loved ones. What fun activities will you do together? Feel the love, you know, the children laughing, playing, you know, family having so much fun together. Your imagination or visualization, believing it and feeling as if you already have it, is as real as actually having it. And studies have shown this, such as the placebo effect and in other quantum physics studies. I want to share there's two ways you can receive money, okay? And the first one is through gifts from others and the universe. Two is exchange of value or services. It's important to get out of our own way so that we can be open and receptive for how money can manifest in our life and business. And you want your money channel to be open 100%, right? And this is where it's tremendously helpful to know how open your money channel is, whether it's at 100% or at 50%, and then work through the energy blocks so that you can keep your money channel open. And this is some feedback that I can give to clients when I work with them. So this is my recipe for manifestation of anything. First, it is your intention plus your energy alignment plus taking inspired actions and divine timing. You know, energy alignment and taking inspired actions are huge part of this equation, okay? So let me ask you, what variables or factors do you think that you're missing here? So key number three, having healthy money relationship. So let me check in. Let me ask you, you know, how's your relationship with money? You know, if money is your best friend or lover, how would you treat it? How do you describe your relationship with money? Is it chasing after, like running after money, feeling so tired and exhausted? Or maybe hide and seek, where it comes and goes, or needy or perhaps desperate, you know, I really, really need you so bad, money. Or push away, I don't want you, just go away. Or never around, you know, whenever you need it. I mean, what's the point? It's not here. Or just enough, you know, always at break even, and you're thankful, but you can't seem to have more. Or more than enough, you know, money always around, and there's more than enough money to do the things you want to do, okay? And this is a nice balance, and this is where most of us want to be, right? So how has your money relationship played out in your life? Let me share a quick story about Diane. So when working with Diane, she was at a place where her business hit this plateau. She was really getting frustrated and was spinning her wheels, feeling really stuck despite her efforts in growing her business. As we dove deeper, we discovered that when she was 5 years old, her parents worked a lot and were spending many long hours in their business. They worked hard for money and they didn't have time for her, in part the feeling that she was being ignored, abandoned, and that she was not important. This brought up a lot of pains, hurts, and resentment around money and her parents and not having quality time with her family. And this experience has deeply ingrained, imprinted in her memories, and she took it to mean like her parents' businesses was more important than her, and that making money is more important than her too. And from this moment on, she made the decision that her family is more important and that nothing will get in the way. However, she was doing this from a place of hurt and unconsciously resented money, pushing money away. She has this belief that if she makes more money and her business becomes successful, then this means that she will have less time for her husband and her children. She realized that all these years she was trying hard not to be like her parents. But more and more she finds herself repeating the same pattern of having to work hard in her business to make money. And just the thought of having, you know, more clients, meaning that she would have to work more and harder, she unconsciously pushes money and clients away. And once she healed her money relationship and the limited beliefs around that, she was able to grow her business to over six figures and still have time for her family. So if your current relationship with money is not where you want it to be, then we need to address at the root cause so that you can have more money and for money to stick around. So what's holding you back? Healing your core wounds for more money miracles. So be sure to stay to the end for the money activation where you have an opportunity to work through some of these layers. Our primal core wounds that we have, eventually we need to transform and heal them so that more abundance and love can flow into our life and business. You know, those who are successful has moved through their core wounds and have transformed them into the field that support them like the rich compost. The core wounds to our money stories and limited beliefs are connected to our emotions, our thoughts, and our body sensations, including discomforts and pains. You know, there's this natural tendency to avoid or run away from these emotions and by sensations, but the way out is through. So remember, healing equals feeling plus mindfulness. Now, this can be easy said than done. Sometimes we can't help ourselves but to feel this way, like the knee-jerk reaction. Because what we have been through, experienced, or witnessed throughout our life, and perhaps out of survival, protective mechanism, or even compensation, you know, we learned that this to be true for us. Especially between the age of 0 and 7, where we naturally in this theta brainwave state, where we're open, imaginative, and soak everything in as like a big sponge without any filters. And if we have negative experiences or core wounds before the age of 7, then we tend to repeat the same patterns or feelings throughout our life until we're actually able to heal to the root causes, like in the story of Diane. Our core wounds can be traced back to our primal separation of who we really are, that divine essence in us. And this is what Eckhart Tolle refers to as the pain body. You know, those old accumulation wounds that deeply lodge in our body, you know, our thoughts forms around that and our stories and attachments to these stories. And when we can heal our wounds, you know, we can actually be the vessel that light can shine through. Which of these core wounds do you resonate with or still feel that you have or believe in? I realized when I first came across this, I have many of these core wounds, and many of my coaching clients also have many too. You know, we might feel like I'm not safe, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, deserving, I'm powerless, helpless, I'm not loved, I am not supported, I can't trust, I have to do it right, or things have to be perfect. Can you see how having these patterns of core wounds can slow us down or hold us back, or even preventing us from reaching our goals or our dreams? Key number 4, transform your money stories and blocks in the way of you reaching six figures and beyond. What we need to be able to do is to master our money mindset through healing our money stories, limiting beliefs, and reprogram and heal. First, let's take a look at money stories. And money stories are the stories about money. They are powerful, whether it is positive or negative. And this affects our perspective and how we see the world and how we show up and how we live our lives and even run our businesses, like you have seen in Diane's story. Let me also ask you this. Do you often see money from a place of abundance or from a place of lack? Most money stories that we have are limiting, and this affecting our entire life and business. Many of our money blocks and limiting beliefs go back to early childhood and perhaps in our upbringing, where we see our parents struggled with money or misused it. And these experiences are deeply ingrained, imprinted in our memories and our subconscious mind, and we feel and believe it's true. And when we feel there's not enough or not enough money to go around, we tend to energetically hold on too tightly to what we already have and not allowing the flow of money to come in. You know, lack and scarcity is a big culprit of money blocks. So we need to transform any lack and scarcity mindset that we might have. As I share the examples of money stories, make a note of how many of these resonate with you. Again, it doesn't have to be so, but these are the limiting stories and money programs that keep playing out like a broken record. Money stories like, there's a limit on how much money I can make. I'm not good enough to have what I want. I have to work hard and struggle to succeed. I need a lot of money to make money. I can't be rich and spiritual, can't have both. I don't deserve to have more money, or it's not safe to have money. Making money is hard. More money equals more problems and more responsibilities. I have to choose between love or health over money. I can't have it all. I'm afraid of what others think or say about me when I have a lot of money or when I don't have money. So we doom either way. What other money stories do you have? You know, what old patterns or programs that keep showing up in your life or business? Can you see how this is limiting us from connecting and accessing all the abundance and the money flow of the universe? Our money stories come from our experiences and belief systems. Therefore, we need to heal any limiting money stories if we want to have more money and a success in our life or business. So you might ask, where do these money stories and blocks come from? They come from our family and our upbringings. You know, how we grew up, our societies or cultures, like how I grew up poor myself, witnessing my parents work 2 to 3 jobs to raise my family of 7. You know, I got a lot of limiting beliefs and lack and scarcity, and this is not enough and have to work really hard for money and money doesn't come easy. So I have a slew of these things. They also come from our past experiences, what happened to us and what we have witnessed. And as some of you might realize, they also come from past lives where we have vows of poverty or need to punish ourselves because the deeds that we did or didn't do. I also want to share this. This is a diagram that I adapted from Stephen Karpman and the triangle. You know, we have played all kinds of roles, the hero, the rescuer, and the victim in this loop. And as you can see here with the gold arrow that I put there, you know, we need to get out of the triangle. And all these things we have been through and the experiences that are all going on within us. Now, we are the source of all of our experiences. We attract and create the experiences into our life. So it's all within us now, no matter where it originates from. Now, if we think things are outside of us and we don't have the power or control over them, then we can't change or heal. But when we own who we are and everything about that and show up in this greater alignment connected to source, you know, we can be limitless. And, you know, the success of people that we admire embody this and they really got this. So how do we clear money blocks to reach six figures and beyond? This leads to reprogram and heal our subconscious beliefs to match what that we desire at the energetic quantum level. In order to get what we want, we need to release everything that's in the way of getting it, right? You know, oftentimes we unconsciously make decisions based on our past experiences and mistakes, and we keep repeating the same patterns in our business or in our lives, and we hold on to unconsciously to the past and stick to what we know because it's so familiar and comfortable. So it's crucial to reprogram our mindset and replace these limiting beliefs and money stories. Words that will kill or destroy your money miracles. In a bit, I will share with you the four words you can replace with to create miracles. Now, words have energies, right, and vibrations. You know, we must also be careful or mindful of the words that we use. Dr. Emoto, the Japanese scientist, showed us that our thoughts and our intentions carry vibrations that impact the physical realm, you know, really changing the molecular structure of the water with our thoughts. You know, we often shoot up rockets of desires, right? And we also at the same time shoot up rockets of destruction, like whoosh. And this really cancels out our order or the request we put to the universe. You know, what do you think happened? You know, what we say we wanted got shut down before it got a chance. And this is what we do unconsciously. So rockets of destruction such as, I can't afford it. It's not possible, or it's not possible for me. It's not going to work, or it's not going to work for me. I can't have it, or I can't do it. It's too hard, or it's going to be a lot of work and struggles. I am not deserving or good enough of money or whatever. Or perhaps if I have more money, my family will come and ask me to help. What else? It's very helpful to make a list of your limiting beliefs that come to you. However, there are many beliefs you might even have that you're not even aware of in our subconscious mind and in the way. Perhaps you are energetically pushing away the very thing that you desire. You can reprogram and heal. You know, you can change to from I can't afford it to I can afford it or not now. Is possible. Why not? It can be easy and fun. And I can have it. It can work for me. I am good enough. So as you can see, many of the things that are in the way sit under the surface unconsciously. And until you're aware of it, you can't change it. So it's crucial to be aware of your money blocks, patterns, and limited beliefs, and clear and heal them to the root. Now, these blocks are what is in the way of you having money and success, breakthroughs in your dream business and dream life. As you can see with this image, what we know is the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's about 10%. And what we don't know lies underneath the subconscious, which is 90%. And as I mentioned before, the four words that can help propel you forward in moving towards your dreams and create more money, you know, is on its way. So it's on its way. So if we want our future to be different and better, more in alignment of where we want to be, then we must be willing to work through whatever that's in the way of our past and present that's keeping us from having our dreams. permanently shifting and healing at the root causes at an energetic quantum level. Otherwise, like Dr. Joe DePinza says, we will keep creating the same future from our present and past experiences. So how do we have the ultimate upgrade to quickly clear money blocks to reach six figures and beyond? So as I've been sharing, it's not just one thing, you know, everything's interconnected, okay? You know, we need to come into alignment of what we desire. Energy embody what you say you want, and your energy got to match to what that is that you desire. And to reprogram and heal your money stories and blocks, okay? Let go of the old money stories. Really reprogram your subconscious beliefs so that they match your new reality. And have the courage to take inspired actions towards your goals in your life and business. You know, if you are not making the money you know you're capable of in your life or business, check in to see where perhaps there are some room for improvements. You know, what if the universe way of helping us, guiding us to live the life that the God source, the divine sees for us, and all we need to do is align to that, okay, in the same way that we need to align to the flow for money and abundance to come through. You know, where you're not owning your worth, your self-worth, you know, showing up authentically as you, you know, sharing your gifts, doing what you're passionate of, and transform and heal your past. You know, the workshop you are to give is actually the workshop you are living. And living your true purpose, you know, and this balance between reawakening to who you really are and what you're here to do from that will give you the greatest expression, you know, from this place of deep trust and surrender. You know, what does the universe want me to do? You know, how does the universe want me to contribute? You know, tune into your soul and really follow your heart and connect your inner guidance. You know, looking at what I am really here to put to do, you know, tap into that flow and come into alignment of that. And this is where we can make the money and the abundance and live our dreams even beyond our widest dreams. We're going to have the Money Miracles Healing Activation soon, and I know you guys are looking forward to it. But take a moment and imagine if you can clear out your money blocks and heal your past. If you can have that, how would that impact your life or business? Now, let's get started with the activation. Grab your money, or any amount would do, or you can look at the screen. If you have the money, hold the money in your hand. Noticing what's coming up for you. What stories, perhaps what limiting beliefs, or money patterns, any money blocks. Staying present to what you feel in the body. Get in touch with any emotions and thoughts that comes up. And just be aware of it. And allow it all to be there with just the way it is. Eventually you can move into a place of being neutral with it and eventually come to a place at peace with it. If a lot of things or old gunk energies are coming up to be cleared and it's hard to stay present, remember to focus on your breath. This is a good thing because the dense energies are surfacing right now because they're ready to be released on the way out. And as you be able to allow and come to peace, you will feel much better and be able to open your money channel for more money in your life. So have the courage to feel the way out is through. Throw it into fire transformation. Apa arakiki ikiniki, apa arakiniki, apa arakingra arakiniki kiniki, apa arakiniki kikina arakikuruku arakiniki, apa arakiniki, apa arakiki arakuruki ikina arakiniki kiniki, apa arakiniki ikuruku ikina ikina arakiniki, apa arakiki arakikuru arakiki arakiki arakiki. And as you're being with this pattern of money, ask yourself this as I guide you through. When was the first age or time that I have this experience? See what comes to you from your high guidance, from this place. If you don't get an age, it's okay. Stay with the body sensations, emotions, and thoughts. And did you inherit this pattern from your mom or dad or both? See what comes to you. And what was going on around you that caused you to feel this way or to have this pattern? And what do you make this experience to mean to you as a result of this incident? What limiting money stories do you tell yourself? Or limiting beliefs that you believe is true? Notice it, let it move through, let it go. I choose to release these energies and patterns across all time, space, dimensions, realities now. I forgive myself and let go what's not serving me. And I also forgive others for what they're not know. I choose to let go and uncreate these experiences across all time, space, dimensions, realities now. Apa arakiniki akiniki apa arakiniki apa arakiki ekuruka arakiniki apa arakiki kene kikunuku apa arakiniki apa arakiniki apa arakiniki kene arakikuruku apa arakiki kene arakiniki apa arakiniki apa kiniki apa kikiniki apa kiniki apa kiniki apa kiniki kene dedede apa kiki kene dedede dedede apa kiki kene ekuruku arakiniki kene arakiki arake 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 arake. As you continue to allow things to come up and move through, let's support you in connecting you to the pure source energy of money, where true abundance, prosperity, where money is energy, where money is love at a high core vibration. And there's more than enough money to go around. And allow yourself to connect to this channel of money, pure source energy, as I take you through the light language activation. And allow yourself to release whatever's coming up that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel loving, that doesn't feel peaceful. Apa arakiniki, apa arakiniki, apa arakikiniki, apa arakikuruku, arakiki ikinikiniki, apa arakiki ikin arakikiki arakiniki, apa arakikiniki, apa arakikiniki, apa arakiniki arakikini ikina arakiniki ikuruku arakiniki, apa arakiniki, apa arakiniki ikin arakiniki arakuruki ikina arakiniki, apa arakiniki, apa arakiniki niki. Apa kiniki, apa kiki kena dedede, apa kiki kena dedede, apa kiki kena dedede, apa kiki kena dedede, aki erku, aki erkini, erkana, araki, araki, araki. Now we can download and install new programs to create new money stories. Allow yourself to receive. I allow myself to receive more money from all sources. Money comes to me with ease and grace. Having money is fun and joyful. Again, notice how you feel in the body. I am deserving of money. I feel safe having lots of money. And I allow myself to be a money magnet. Apa arakiniki? Apa arakiniki? Apa arakiniki? Apa arakiniki? Arakiki, 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 arakiki. And be with how would it feel if it's already complete, totally finished, and totally okay. I am supported by God, Source, the Divine, or High Power. I am loved by God, Source, Divine, High Power. I am received by God, Source. I am infinite in Source. In truth, I know who I am. In truth, I know what I am. In truth, I know how I serve. And be with how would it feel if it's already complete, totally finished, and totally okay. Imagine if you have all of this, what would that do for you? How will your life be different? How would this impact your life or business? Beautiful. I would love to hear how this goes for you. Thank you so much for being here. Much love to you. Bye-bye for now.